In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Tuesday. Steve Miggs, you and I are the big commuters in this room.
Yes.
And I just wanted you guys to know that I hit a milestone in my mileage on my car, and I wanted to see if you could guess what it is.
Oh, man. Well, I hope it's 69,000.
Nailed it!
Really?
It is! It was a big morning. I mean, like,
did you take a picture of it?
I should have. I did. Well, I was driving, you know?
No excuses.
Dark. But I'm like at 69,000, you know, 12 miles or something like that. It was wonderful.
We'll get back to it. Can you do 69? No, you have to do 69069.
Oh, that'd be a big one. That's going to happen very soon.
Oh, you got
to happen today.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How many miles are on your car now?
I am... I'll have to double check. I think I'm approaching, or I'm hovering around 70,000.
Ooh.
It's stupid. The fact that I have that many miles and I haven't had the car that long. Like, what is it, 2023?
I've had mine for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I'm about to crest 72. This is wild.
Yeah.
Danny, what do you have, like 10,000 miles on your car?
Let me see. I can actually look it up on my app, but it's being weird.
My God.
Nice guy, humble bragging.
Fancy.
It's got an app.
My cool app.
Yeah. That's not quick enough now.
Not
is
quick
it?
Enough, I swear.
You know, I bet it'd be faster though? If you had an Android.
Wow, sure.
My wife's car, I think it's got to be at least 10 years old, at least. And I don't even think she has a fraction of that. She might have like 30,000 miles, if that. And it's just ridiculous because like, all she does is drive around in Puyallup.
Of course.
You know, a couple little trips here and there to other places. But for the most part, the miles are being put on my damn
car.
Oh,
yeah. Yep.
All right. I've had it for 3 years because I got it in 2022.
And a little longer than to both of us. So.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
I'm at 36,499 miles.
Congratulations, Danny, and shout out to all the commuters out there.
I wonder who has the most miles on their car.
It's probably my husband.
How many miles is on his car?
He's over 325,000 on his Kia.
Jesus.
It's insane. My old Jeep Wrangler was over 400,000 miles.
No way.
Yes. And that thing, I'll be honest, if we didn't have Tatum, I probably would still have it, but it was a two-door. Kind of hard to have a kid seat in the back with a two-door. It's a little, I mean, I guess you could do it, but it's a little bit of a process. So I did not want to get rid of that thing because it was still running great.
Oh, man. Yeah, if you have a lot of miles on your car, you should text us, 206-803-ROCK. I'd be very curious to know. All right, it's time for the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A.
the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Today is Danny V's very, very favorite day. I actually enjoy it, and I just received yours. It is National Christmas Card Day.
I know that my Christmas card is already in Danny's recycling.
I'm surprised. It is on our refrigerator.
What?
I did not do it. My girlfriend did, and she did not have the heart to throw it away, even though I told her to.
This is the best day ever.
So when we finally get ours printed, which I think will happen any day now, I'll just address it to Linda.
Yeah.
That's the move.
That's the move.
That's the pro move going forward. Nice.
Well, last night, what was not a pro move was your Seattle Kraken. I don't know what the hell is going on with this team, but it's not good. Six straight losses. They lost in the Minnesota Wild, scored three times in the third period to beat the Kraken, 4-1. They're playing L.A. at Climate Pledge Arena. That's happening tomorrow night. The only highlight of the game was not on the ice. It was in the stands as Big Dumper himself, Cal Raleigh, was there. He chugged a beer. The crowd started chanting MVP. I'm not sure if they were chanting MVP because of his chugging abilities or because of such a monster season that he had with the Mariners this past year. But also, this is a strange fact. Maybe the Kraken should just stop wearing alternate jerseys. They haven't won with the black jerseys. In fact, according to some... I mean, it's just somebody on Instagram, but they did the research. I didn't do it. Apparently, since wearing alternate jerseys, they have a record of 1-9-2. The only win that they've gotten while wearing an alternate jersey was at the Winter Classic.
Yeah, but they look so good.
I know. They look good losing.
But the numbers don't lie, Danny.
They've been outscored 56-26 in games where they're not wearing their usual jerseys. Now, granted, they're not very good with their regular jerseys either, but they're really bad with their alternate jerseys.
There is a big Pineapple Express drenching Western Washington in two big waves of rain. Last night was absolutely soaking at my house.
When you say Pineapple Express, I just think weed.
It's a great movie. It's a really great movie.
I know our snowman decoration outside got knocked over.
Oh my gosh.
Thoughts and prayers, please.
Yeah, please. Yeah. I work on your rebuild today, Steve. The Puyallup River, the Snoqualmie River, the Skagit River, all predicted to see some moderate to major flooding. They say 6 to 8 inches of rain could be falling in the Cascades near Snoqualmie Pass and that the storm should clear out by Thursday. But for the people that are waiting for ski resorts to open, I feel like everybody's just really sad right now. Like, it's not happening.
Well, I know we goof around about it. I saw one of my buddies, his house got hit by the flooding, and it's just gnarly looking. Oh. Like, I was just like, man, that just sucks. I did get the email. A severe weather alert has been issued in your area.
Ooh, be careful out there, folks.
Yes. Hey, the Seahawks are playing this Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. Now, who's going to be playing quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts? We don't know because, well, they don't have a quarterback that's healthy. Daniel Jones, he just tore his Achilles, so he's out for the season with the Achilles injury, and their other quarterback's injured as well. But last night on ESPN, I said the word Philip because, well, that's what they're hinting towards, which is just completely insane.
Well, the Indianapolis Colts are sifting through their quarterback options. Riley Leonard has a strained knee ligament. He's considered week to week. One of the options is the 44-year-old Philip Rivers, as NFL Network reported.
Philip Rivers, who hasn't played in the NFL in years.
Wow.
They are going to put through a workout with Philip Rivers on Tuesday. He's 44. Wow. He last played in the NFL in 2020. He is a grandfather.
What are we doing?
Oh, my God.
I know he's still an athlete, but he hasn't been playing in the league. I mean, maybe he plays catch with his 15 children.
Wow.
But still. You're going to put him out there against one of the best defenses in the league?
Did they say he's a grandfather?
He's got like over 10. I think he's got like 10 or something kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, question. Are there any other grandfathers active in the NFL right now?
I don't know. I'll have to Google that to figure that one out.
That is bonkers.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a minute, but we'll see what shakes loose.
And if he does it, because I don't know if he would make the Hall of Fame. I mean, maybe it's a little bit of a stretch if he did, but he was a very good quarterback. But then he'd have to reset the clock. Like, if he ends up playing in the league again, because he's coming up to that 5-year window where you have to wait 5 years before you can be, you know, eligible for the Hall of Fame. So if he does this, which, I mean, hey, good luck to you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think going against the Seahawks defense is the way you want to come back to the NFL if you haven't played in like 5 years and you're 44.
Yeah, that might not be the answer to the Colts' problems.
Whew. All right. Well, anyway, speaking of football, last night you had Monday Night Football. The Chargers pulled off a huge 22-19 win in overtime over the Philadelphia Eagles, which was sealed with a late interception by Tony Jefferson. As far as weather, in the high of 53 degrees, going to be a cloudy day today. And also, I guess, windstorm warnings. Ooh, yeah. And stuff like that. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are on a mission right now to provide as many brand new warm winter coats for children in need as we possibly can. And a donation of $25 equals one brand new coat. And it's called Coats for Kids. Steve, I know yesterday we were like, hey, let's hit $20,000. Did we do that?
No, we did not.
Dang it.
I'm very disappointed in you, Taryn Daly.
Oh, man.
Let's get a little more. Let's hit at least $19,000. I think we could do that this morning because we're less than $200 away from hitting $19,000. Thanks to somebody by the name of Rod Money. I'm not kidding. Hey, right there, top person. Rod Money donated $100. That's four coats for kids in need. And then also Me Suthards. Is that a... Am I pronouncing these names right?
Yeah, you're doing great, Steve. Keep it going.
I swear. Okay, Matt Morris, Bobby Rose. Those were easy. They all donated $100. Thank you very much.
So awesome. You can join the party by heading over to KISW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Earlier during the show, I was mentioning how I just hit a very big milestone when it comes to the number of miles on my car, and that would be 69,000 miles this week, Steve Miggs.
Nice driving.
Yeah, very nice driving. Yes. And so then we ended up talking about having hundreds of miles on your car, hundreds of thousands of miles put on your car, and came across this video where mechanics are asked about this.
What's considered too many miles on a car?
Anything over 200,000 miles.
I mean, I was so screwed then. I've had a couple cars over 200,000 miles.
Oh, yeah. I think most of mine go that far.
Yeah, I'm going to run that thing. I know. I'm of the ilk that I drive my car until it stops driving.
Same.
Yeah.
And what car can last over 200,000 miles?
Many of the older Toyotas from 2000 to like 2010.
What car brand is lasting 500,000 miles?
Toyota.
What car brand is lasting 500,000 miles?
If anyone would have a chance to be Toyota.
I love that guy like laughed at that one too. The mechanic's like, geez, 500,000 miles? Come on.
What car brand is lasting 500,000 miles?
Honestly, quite a few different generations of cars through every makes and models, but the most common you usually see is Honda or Toyota. Like,
you know what's funny is that when my wife wanted a new car, she had like this Honda Accord forever. It was like one of those cars that got passed down from generation to generation. You know, one of those kind
classic
of cars. Her first car, and the agreement was when the car dies, we'll get you. We'll pull up some money. We'll get a new car. That car never died.
Oh my gosh.
I've never seen my wife happier to see when that car finally started to fall apart, because it was just like for years she's like, I can't justify getting a new car because it still runs and it's running
sure.
fine. But it was just like this thing kept going and going and going.
Well, Migs, you then asked for people to text in and let us know if they have a lot of miles on their car. And the people, they listened and they told us.
One did hit the 500,000 mark.
What?
My tow truck has over 531,000 miles, over 10,000 miles in the last 6 months.
What happens when the tow truck breaks down? Who comes and gets the tow truck?
A bigger tow truck. How about this one? I hit, 334,000 miles. It's a 2007 Toyota Tacoma.
Wow, that's impressive.
Going back to the mechanics talking about Toyotas, a Corolla, this person has one for 193,000 miles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gosh, people are crushing it out there.
Are they?
They are. And I texted Brad because I wanted to know exactly how many he has on his Kia. 338,000 miles on a 2008.
All right, here's my question. Because when I had my Jeep Wrangler and it hit 400,000 miles, and whenever I bring it to the shop or even mention it to somebody, the question was always, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
So for me, a lot of those miles were put on when I first met Sid. Sid lived in Puyallup. At the time, I was living in Linwood. Long distance relationship.
Wow, look at you.
But, you know, a few times a week, I'm making that drive to Puyallup to hang out, then drive back home, then drive to work, then back to Puyallup, then back home.
Oh my God.
I think in like a couple weeks, that's why I married her. It was killing my miles on my car.
It was a financial purpose. Yeah, of course.
What about for Brad? Why does he have that many miles?
So, I mean, just because he commutes as much as I do, he's 50 miles each way to work, plus then just all the general, you know, running around and trips here and there and taking the kid around to different activities. It adds up fast.
Yeah, significant others and kids.
Ugh, they ruin everything.
The Daily Mix Show.
I wasn't going to go that far.
How about you, Rockaholics? Can you top any of these mileage stories? Give us a call, 206-803-ROCK, and let us know. How many miles do you have on your car? And why are you putting so many miles on it? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we'll take your calls after Pearl Jam. How many miles do you have on your car? And why is it that you are putting so many miles on it? Call 206-803-ROCK and give us the details. Nikki in Buckley, how many miles do you have on your car and why?
I have 284,089 miles on my car.
Okay, how old is your car?
It's a 2014.
Okay, and what type of car?
Kia Sorento.
Oh, part
Kia
of the
family.
Kia fam, baby. Yes.
What is your driving all about, Nikki? Where do you drive?
Well, I drive to Renton for work, and then I have family that live in Spokane, family that live in Tri-Cities, and then so I travel a lot there, and then I travel to a lot of other places, Oregon and Montana, and so I just kind of travel all over.
So you've had the car for over 10 years. Have you had to have any like massive repairs done to it?
When I first got the car, I would say 4 months in, it had to go to the shop, but it was under warranty. And then really nothing since then, but it's now starting to nickel and dime me. So it's on its last leg, I think, and I keep putting it off.
That's always the worst when you're like, do I spend the like $800 to have this repaired? I've had that happen where I remember I had a Dodge Durango and I love that thing. And I remember I was like, it was like close to $1,000. I'm like, I'm doing it. I love this thing. It will be good after that. Another thing happened. It was like going to be over $1,000. I'm like, I'm cutting the cord.
It's hard to know exactly when the right time is to stop investing in your car.
Right.
206-803-ROCK. Tacoma Bob, how many miles do you have on your car and why are you putting that kind of mileage on it?
Good morning, everybody. Well, here's the story. This car, I sold it back in the 80s, but after I got out of the Army in 1980, I became an independent sales rep and I covered the western half of the United States. And I drove a 1971 Toyota Celica, and I put 480,000 miles on that car. And the only thing that I had to do to it, I religiously, every 60,000 miles, I'd replace the brake pads.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, you know, and the thing was, it was a four-cylinder. It was so easy to work on if I had to do anything to it, like adjust the valves. But no, I drove that thing I wish I still had that car.
Dude, I think about like some of the older cars I had. I'm like, I wish I had them too. I'm not that I was a repair guy, but I feel like I could figure it out a lot better than nowadays with everything that's just so like computerized and all the. I do not have that kind of intelligence level.
They don't make them like they used to, Steve.
They
Miggs.
Sure as hell don't, Taryn. I wish I had my station wagon.
Justin in Lakewood, do you?
I do, actually.
Justin in Lakewood, how many miles do you have on your car, and why are you putting so many miles on it?
I got a 2003 Suburban. I got 290,000 miles on.
Oh, damn. So any massive repairs had to be done on it?
No, I haven't had to do any massive repairs. This thing's been a champ.
Oh, my God.
I remember having a Suburban back in the day. Those things are like they're just solid. It's like a boat.
Yeah, I bought it in 03. I bought it brand new, and that was the reason I wanted it, was because that was like, when you think of older SUVs driving around, which ones are still driving, and that was the one.
We used to have a Suburban here at the radio station, if I remember correctly.
Like a station vehicle?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That thing was so badass.
Joe from Covington, how many miles do you have on your car, and why are you putting so many miles on it?
So I have a 2001 Audi A4 Quattro. It has just turned 236,000 miles. And my girlfriend at the time was living in Montana, so I was going back and forth to, you know, Montana to go see her in Kalispell. But the car before I had that, it was a 92 Honda Accord with over 430,000 miles. And the last time I was going to Montana in that thing, it threw a rod through the block over the Vantage Bridge.
Ooh.
And I barely made it up over the bridge and kind of goes up the hill a little bit. And it caught on fire because all the oil was spilling out onto the header. So I had to dump a bunch of water on it, and that car was done.
That is a wild ending to a very reliable vehicle.
How many miles did you have on that?
Over 430.
Damn.
That is super impressive.
Right mid-span over that bridge, I heard this boom, and I look in my rearview mirror, and I see nothing but smoke.
Mm. Time to get a new car.
I do like talking to car people, even though these like they sound way more knowledgeable. But like we are all, yeah, man, the thing that popped out, and we're pretending we know what it is. None of us have any idea
what.
About?
I knew exactly what the rod that went through the thing that popped out and caused the fire.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
This guy, he's such a loser.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Kia Steve? He has 383 wins, 130 losses, and 105 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we play Beat Migs at 650.
How many cylinders do you have in your car? Yes.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.